You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The golden child has returned. Yeah, you.
You talking about me? I ain't no golden child. Good to be back. Just skipped off a little bit, like how you be doing. I was trying to be like you.
I dip off for the second.
Went to Atlanta.
I asked you to bring me some wings back. You got them?
I didn't think you was serious about, like, who asks people for wings when they out of town?
Me? When do I ever text you playing? Oh, when God. I text you, it's for something.
Okay. Well, I did have some delicious wings at this one spot, dear. I'll just, you got an air fryer, so you can do it like that.
Well, I'm going to Atlanta this week for Thanksgiving.
Okay,
so.
See, there you go. All right.
I'll handle up on that business.
Good.
What were you there for?
Core DJ Retreat, the 29th one.
That's what's up. Like your guy, Tony.
Oh, man. That's my dog. And the next one, I can't say publicly where he talking about the next one going to be at, but yeah.
When you going to let me come with y'all?
You could have came to this one.
I asked you the last time you went and you said, no, I can't come.
You can come to the next one. How about that?
Ooh, that's what's up.
I was like 7 feet away from Jay Prince.
You ain't go talk to him so you can have him on the show?
I'll talk to Tony, see if we can set that up.
Yes!
Shout out to two new core DJs in Kansas City. We inducted two of them. DJ Street King!
That's what's up.
He's in the building. He's a core DJ now. And T. Lachey, DJ T. Lachey.
Oh, that's what's up.
DJ Fresh's daughter.
Yes.
The first father-daughter combo in the core.
Oh, man,
for
that's
real.
Dope.
Serious. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Speaking of a beautiful thing, on Saturday, we had a baby shower for a young lady named Shamaria. The father of her child was killed back in August. 17 years old, very well known in the town and loved by his teachers and folks in the community. He was really trying hard to do the right thing in anticipation of the birth of his daughter.
Yeah.
And so we had his grandmother on the show, if you remember Brian.
Oh, I remember vividly.
Yes. And so, I said, hey, I want to give something, for the baby. And so when I said that, a bunch of women inboxed me and said, hey, we want to give as well. So I said, shoot, I got about 20 people say they want to give some. Let's just do a baby shower for her.
Come up with the brightest ideas.
But Brian, I said that before I realized I've never thrown a baby shower before. So, I come up with these wonderful ideas and haven't thrown it all the way through. I'd be like, ooh, this is just a good idea.
Yeah.
So, thank God for the different folks in the community that came together to make this happen. EAJ Events, Ebony, who's Jax's wife, Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
She came and decorated that space so beautifully. And I'm so grateful for her donating her resources and her time for this. I mean, beautiful is not the word, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to her. Also, thank you to Styles Custom Design. She gave us like a balloon thing with all kind of baby stuff inside of it. Keisha Candy Apples donated some candy apple sugar rush berries as well. A bunch of folks in the community came and donated baby items, diapers, just everything. We had to have multiple people help her take the stuff to the car. And thank you to the Marlboro Community Center for allowing us to have that space to have it.
That's beautiful.
It really was, Brian.
Yeah.
It really, really was. I was hoping that you could have been there, but you had to handle your business because I was going to put you to work to DJ.
Oh, my God.
What?
You always put me to work. It's cool, though. It's for the greater good. So
that's right.
It would have been a pleasure doing it for that young lady.
For real, though. So, thank you, Kansas City. Y'all dope.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. It'll be sunny. Right now, you're clear 26 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Friday, some shocking news in the world of hip-hop. The passing of Diddy's ex-girlfriend and mother of four of his children, we say four, three biological and one that he took in as his own. She passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And Diddy broke his silence on yesterday, Brian. Since her passing, he took to his social media accounts and wrote, "For the last 3 days, I've been trying to wake up out of this nightmare, but I haven't. I don't know what I'm going to do without you, baby. I miss you so much. Today, I'm going to pay tribute to you. I'm going to try and find the words to explain our unexplainable relationship. We were more than best friends. We were more than soulmates. We were some other. And I miss you so much. Super black love."
Man, that's hard. Very hard to deal with, very hard to go through when somebody close like that. Like he said, they're more than soulmates. Like what could be deeper than that?
No matter who he was with, she was always in a position of queendom, if you ask me. She was always in the picture. It wasn't like, you know, she was hidden somewhere. And I actually got into a little exchange with somebody on my friend's page last night about this situation, and she was like, you know, he multiple times cheated on her and all this other stuff, and I'm like, you don't know what was going on in their relationship.
Yeah, we have no clue.
You know, she was like, he emotionally abused her for years. I'm like, how do you know that? I said, she wasn't mad. Just last week when Diddy's birthday, she posted a beautiful message to him calling him a genius and thanking him for their beautiful children. And she says, I love you. And he answered back, I love you too.
Yeah, what's understood don't have to be explained.
Exactly. His son Quincy also took to his page and said, I am broken, and the only thing that makes sense right now is that you were way too good for this silly world we live in. I love you so much, mommy. Please give Meemaw the biggest hug and kiss for me.
That's Albie Shore and her had him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That explains that.
She's the person that he wrote Forever My Lady for.
Jodeci.
Yep. So rest in peace to Kim Porter. Nicki Minaj's brother Jelani Mraj could be getting a retrial following his guilty charge of sexual assault against a child and endangering the welfare of a child.
Wouldn't need a new trial.
I guess maybe they have some new evidence. I don't know. You know, with anything, you have some sort of appeals process.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is an interesting story. Iggy Azalea put on her social media that she got a $2.7 million record deal.
Oh.
Who paying $2.7 million for Iggy Azalea?
Hey, listen. I know that, you know, her music ain't the best. But in this day and age, it's more than that. The way that she looks, she has a nice online presence. But
what's the way that she looks?
You know, there's some, you know, a couple photos out there that the fellas love. I know it ain't your cup of tea, but some people do like her, Shay.
Fam, there's a video of her literally rapping gibberish.
Oh yeah, I know, but
literally.
Have you heard music today?
And I found that totally disrespectful to the art. That yeah. You would sit there and trying to rap fast. You know, there are rappers that rap fast for real, like Tech N9ne and Twista and, you know, others.
Bone Thugs.
And you're literally, she was saying gibberish.
Yeah.
On beat.
Yeah. But Shay, look at the climate of music today and what the where the bar is.
I do not accept that. If y'all,
Yeah. I can see it. That's not far-fetched, Shay. It's not, it may be like a lot of that is in advance. You know how these records, you know, contracts are sometimes.
Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy album was named Time's Best Album of 2018.
Uh-huh. I agree. It had probably the most impact. Not, I don't want to say out of any album, but it had a very big impact this year. Multiple number ones. Ring just went number one. Come on now. Cardi was undeniable this year.
Her Fashion Nova line sold out in 3 hours. Well, still sold out.
You talk about getting a check, boy. She getting plenty of them.
I ain't mad at her. Yeah. Collect your bag, boo.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my our story.
It's Why You Mad Though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why You Mad Though?
I'm mad because the doctor's office didn't tell me that my baby's shots were going to make him sleepy. So he slept from like 4 in the afternoon until 7 at night and was up until 4 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I'm hot. I'm tired and I'm hot.
Oh. Mm. Better calm down.
I gotta work, man. And I'm hot.
Where are you gonna be working at? Because I'm not trying to come in there today, girl. Because right. I might
girl,
get my head bitten off.
I don't deal with people. That's all I gotta say. It is all over the phone. And Tiffany ain't gonna be answering no phones today.
Hey, if y'all gotta pay a bill, do not call this lady today. She gonna charge you extra and she gonna hang up on your
man,
face.
Don't be asking me for no favors. I'm gonna be like, huh?
I don't know.
Hey, can I get an extension on this payment? My check ain't gonna hit till next week. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna hear that dial tone. I'm gonna be like, I don't have time for this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Mm-hmm. This is Tiffany from Raytown. What's up?
Thank you, all Tiffany. Right, girl. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A writer for the Kansas City Star is predicting that the Rams will be victorious over the Chiefs by...
Who is that?
Blair Kirchhoff? By 3 points?
Mm. Okay. I mean, that's fair. Rams are a great team. They are. I'm not taking nothing away from them. One of the best in the league. Of course, we're tied for the best record in the league with them and the Saints. But yeah, this is going to be a test for our boys tonight, Shay. So he has the right to say that. That's not too out of the prognostication of what's going to happen tonight.
I'm shocked that you said that because typically you are 100%.
No. That ain't how I feel. But I'm saying, like, he ain't wrong for thinking what he wants to think with that. He wrong, but.
What?
It's cool. Listen, we rocking white on white tonight, baby, and, Coach Andy Reid has something to say about that.
That's not my thing. The players normally ask, we could go out and whatever. I mean, that's how I roll. So, players asked about it. They talked to Allen, and then Clark finalizes everything on that. So most of the chubby guys weren't voting on all white. You know?
I know that's right. You asked me why I don't be wearing all white to white linen. That's why. Look like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's not true.
It's going down tonight, y'all. 7:15. It's the biggest game of the year that everybody's looking forward to. Everybody around the nation is going to have their eyes on our Kansas City Chiefs tonight. It's going to be a great game, Shay.
I'm excited about tonight myself. Kickoff is at 7:20. Right?
7:15.
I always say 7:20 in the Kansas City Star.
It's 2015, whatever. Just be in front of your TV at 7 o'clock. That way you won't miss it.
You got your Red Friday gear on me, too?
A little bit, yeah. I wore the white because, we rocking all white. You know what I'm saying?
You said you didn't want to wear white.
I said all white. I said I don't wear all white to white linen. Oh. I don't look like a big cloud.
That's not true. It's not true.
It is true.
Oh, what? So I got confirmation we're going to have Congresswoman Sharice Davids on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Get a chance to talk with her. The first openly gay Native American congresswoman in the state of Kansas. I've got some really interesting questions I want to ask her. I think she's a really interesting person, and I'm excited about what the future will hold different leadership.
Don't be disrespectful to her, because you know she practices MMA and stuff. You know,
have I ever been disrespectful to anyone?
Put you, yes.
Who?
Rosie Perez.
When? I don't remember.
She wasn't happy with you.
Why?
I don't know. You asked her about something. I had to dig it up so I could play it.
I don't remember that.
You don't? I do. Very vividly.
Just because somebody else gets mad doesn't mean that you were trying to be disrespectful. That just mean they took it the way they took
it.
I'm not a disrespectful person.
No, you're not, for the most part.
But I will tell you what you need to know.
Oh, God.
But
you're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, it's National Adoption Month, and I was at the post office a couple of months ago, and this lady ran up on me and was like, "Hey, I think you Shea Boy." And I was like, "Sometimes." And so she told me her story of being in foster care and subsequently being adopted.
Right.
And now she works for Foster Connect, Foster Adopt Connect, which is an agency that connects foster parents and foster kids.
Yes.
And hopefully facilitates that adoption process, correct?
Yes.
So, hey girl.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You didn't say her name, Shay.
Candace Jackson.
How y'all doing?
Miss Jackson.
So, you know, there are folks in the audience right now who may have children that have grown up and they've got the empty nest, or maybe those who have fertility issues but want to open up their home to children. How would you influence them to take that step?
It is a wonderful thing to become a foster parent. I grew up in the foster system. I was adopted when I was 8 years old, my sister and myself. And I had a wonderful experience in foster care. I know some other people's stories are a little different than mine, but it was a great experience for me. It pushed me to be the person I am today. So I feel like people, you don't have to necessarily become a foster parent. You can volunteer, you can donate your time to help others who are not always financially stable to take in someone else. So it's a process you have to take to become a foster parent. Like I said, you can also volunteer at multiple events that we do have at our agency. Sorry, I get tongue-tied.
It's okay. Joshy 7 months pregnant on top of everything this morning.
Yeah.
Waddling in here.
It's cold, too.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more about foster care and how folks can connect with your agency if they're interested. And there may even be people who are listening right now that are currently in the foster care system, Brian, who may just need to hear a word of encouragement.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is 7:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s, sunny skies. Right now, you're clear at 26 in Grandview. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Choreographer Savion Glover is 45.
Mm-hmm.
Former Olympian and gold medalist Gail Devers is 52.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad Rashad.
That's my dog.
Sportscaster and former husband of Felicia Rashad is 69. Dang.
Yeah.
Getting up there.
Yeah.
Erica Alexander, you remember her from Cosby Show and Living Single.
Hey.
She's 49.
Yeah, yeah.
And rapper Tyga is 29.
Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick.
Hey. 10, 10, 10, 10, so you ain't gonna shout out Tony Rich?
Who that?
Or Crystal Waters?
Who that?
Crystal Waters?
Yeah.
Really?
Who that? Oh.
And Gypsy Woman. Anyway.
You find out.
Happy birthday to everybody born on November 19th.
Child, bye. Tabar Braxton reportedly refused to return to stage during Snoop Dogg's redemption of the dog play over the weekend. And it's not because she was having voice issues or wardrobe issues. They say because she did not receive food during intermission.
Oh, come on now.
Damn!
Well, I mean, you know, you got to feed your people, but come on now. It's always catering at these shows, Shay. I know.
Yeah.
Always.
There's some chicken wings or something in there.
She didn't have her assistant on deck try to get her something, or she just didn't want to do it?
You know, I've been hangry many times, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we're here this early in the morning, mm-hmm. You know, we don't have food, so I understand hangry, but the show must go on. This is... You know, show business. Try to hit it. Try to hit it. Stop that.
Oh, Lord. You stop it. How about that?
Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, and Missy Elliott are teaming up to put together a biopic on the Clark Sisters.
Okay.
That's a gospel group, Brian. I know about the... Thank you very much.
Do you?
Yes. Name one of the Clark Sister songs right now.
No, I can't do that, fam.
Let's see what that throat do. You brought the sunshine, Brian.
What?
You brought the sunshine.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
Life.
Yeah, I was going to say that one.
But the big one is the slow one. Lord Jesus, bring it to my head in a minute,
Can you
Lord.
Two-step with it? No.
I can't with you.
What?
Kanye West has donated $150,000 to the family of Jamel Roberson. He's a 26-year-old security guard who was recently killed by police in a suburb of Illinois. He was actually on the job working. He had a hat on that said security. A man pulled out a gun inside of this bar. He stopped this person from doing a mass shooting. When the police arrived,
wow,
they saw him and shot him.
That's
and
crazy.
Killed him.
That's crazy. Just asinine, Shay. I don't get it.
The young man was working extra shifts because he wanted to buy his child Christmas gifts. So he even potentially may not have even been there had he not needed the money for the holidays. So Kanye gave him that money to well, to help the family out. Of course, he's got a child that's also in the mother's stomach right now.
Wow.
So he had another one on the way.
Unbelievable, man. I can't imagine going through something like that, Shay.
Does this help your opinion of Kanye?
No.
No.
I mean, it's a good deed, and I'm glad he did it, but that, to me, it doesn't X out all the egregious things that he's done in the past year or so. I mean, it's a good deed,
though. With your SAT words, egregious.
I've been around you for about 5 minutes, you
spell
know, so
it.
I had to soak
spell
up.
Egregious.
E-G.
Ooh, egregious. You're right. It do start with
yeah,
a E.
Uh-huh.
Look at you.
Yeah, thank you.
Your Northwest Most State education.
Hey, I took my Flintstone vitamins this morning. Thank the Lord.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Adoption Awareness Month. We've got Candace Jackson with us. She's with Foster Adopt Connect, an organization that works with young people who have aged out of the system and even with adults who are looking to bring kids into their home.
Right.
And this is a personal experience for you because you were actually raised in foster care.
Yes, yes, I was.
What happened, Candace, that brought you and your sister into the system?
Well, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and my mother was a chronic drug user. Any type of drug you can think of, she did it. And we were brought here from St. Louis by my mom's cousin. I do not recall her name. We were 3 and 4 years old. And my mother did try to come and get us back, try to go to rehab, and it just wasn't working for her. It just, she didn't have that support that she needed from people here in Kansas City, being that we were originally from St. Louis. So she ended up being in a halfway house. I remember it was off of Rainbow. I don't know the name of it, though. And then next thing I know, the police came and they took us to the Salvation Army off of Linwood. And that's where we reside for about 60 days, I believe. And then we went into our first foster home together. And we were there for a little bit, maybe 2 weeks. Then we were moved again to another foster home, and the woman who had us was an older woman. We were young, little kids. We was bad, so we didn't make it there too long. And then,
she sent y'all back.
Yeah, she sent us back. She told us, "No, we don't want them." And it's two of them. Mm-mm. So then we went to my mother's house, who has adopted me. Her name is Patricia Warren. Hi, mommy. She adopted me and my sister when we were 8 and 9 years old. For me personally, I didn't care that I was in foster care. To this day, like I told Shay, I'm not ashamed of my story at all. I'll tell anybody. Your mom was a drug addict. How was your life growing up? Like, I don't care, because it molded me to be the person that I am today, to have that background to push me to want to be better, to want to do better, to prove people wrong that just because I grew up in foster care doesn't mean I have to complete that cycle of being on drugs and not being with my family and stuff like that. So it's traumatic. You feel emptiness inside when you do grow up sometimes, because you feel like, well, what did I do for my mother not to want me? Mm-hmm. Or what could I've done for her to still want me and still have her drug habits? So it's a process.
So I used to date a young lady, and her mother took in foster kids, and I could tell that the connection was organic. Can you talk about the connection that you have with your adopted mother?
Yes, I love her dearly. Growing up, it was hard because I was like, I can't ever do nothing. I can't go nowhere. I'm always at home and da-da-da-da. But I grew now to be an adult. I look back, I would die for her. I love her a lot. Like, I do anything for her. I was spoiled because I was there by myself for a little bit, because my older sister, she she got in her ways. Like I said, she got boy happy, as my mama called it, and didn't want to listen to my mother. And so my mother sent her to another foster home. Even though we were adopted, she's like, I can't do it no more with her, because my mother was older. But it's like she was God sent to take me in. She was God sent for me to have her, because her and my birth mother had a great relationship, even though they didn't know each other at all. Even after everything we went through, she still let us talk to our mother. She would take us to St. Louis to see her after we were adopted, to build that relationship so we can still have that. She never, you know, like, changed our last name, so when our family wanted to find us, they were able to find us. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. She's my world. Like, I love her.
Over 13,000 children in Missouri, Brian, are in the foster care system, and over 428,000 children nationwide. Mm-hmm. So, Candace, you took your pain and turned it into purpose. You work with Foster Adopt Connect, and there are folks who are listening right now who are moved by your story, I'm sure, and who may be thinking about being a part of the foster care system. So how can you connect them with the young person who needs a home?
Yes, we are. Our agency is based in Independence, Missouri. We have other agencies across the Missouri and Kansas region. You can email us. My email is Candice, Kandice, at fosteradopt.org, as well as drop by our agency. We're located by the Independence Mall. You'll see our sign, like off up the little way. It's hard to describe it if you've never been over there. We have a lot of opportunities where you can come, and like I said earlier, you can volunteer, you can donate, you can take, you know, if you don't want to become a full foster parent, you can do respite care, which is where you just watch them for the weekend, or if a family's going out of town, or something like that. There is ways to do it that way. Also, just ask information to just be there. Like, if you want to be a mentor for someone, like, I work with young adults, and it's hard for us to find someone that will take in a young adult who's 16 with a kid, or someone who's 18 who's been in care since they were 6. Sometimes just open up your home to someone just for a day or two can change your whole perspective on how you feel about a young adult being in your home.
You can connect with them at fosteradopt.org.
Thank you so much, Miss Candace Jackson, for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of folks carrying a one over the holiday season in the checkbook, trying to figure out if they can meet all their bills and bless the kids with this or that. We're going to be having Versi Lark coming up in the 8 o'clock hours, author of the book Make It Rain. Millionaire. Teach you how to be a millionaire too.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And once you get that money, it's imperative that you give back, Brian.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, we've got Gene from Harvesters, and you guys have a need right now.
You know, we always have a need. You know, hunger really has no season. It has no boundaries. But you know, right now it's a holiday season. Everyone really wants to provide that really great holiday meal for their family. And so, we're handing out turkeys and chickens like crazy that, you know, we had, that we bought and had donated. But, you know, we need those side dishes too. I mean, people just really, they come to us mostly at this time of year for help, just because, you know, well, for one thing, kids are out of school for a bunch of the time during the holidays. And so they need help. But, you know, we're just asking people to, you know, drop by the toy and food drive that you guys do every year for us, and we just love this drive so much.
25th year.
Yes, that is a very long time partnering with us, and we so appreciate it.
Not only are people who are homeless affected by food insecurity, but there are a lot of families, Brian, people that work every day,
right,
that are trying to figure out how they're going to make it from one paycheck to the next and feed their families.
I know you mentioned size. What things specifically are you looking for that we need to collect?
Well, you know, the way I kind of like to look at it is, you know, think about, you know, what non-perishable canned items do you have in your own pantry that you can make a meal with? Like maybe a can of chicken, a soup, a vegetable, a pasta. You can make a really nice dinner with those. And so, you know, if people donate that kind of thing, we can sure get it out to our agencies. And, you know, we work with 620 different agencies, and they end up providing food to more than 141,000 people every month. And, you know, it's just, you know, it, we just want to help people so much, and you guys help every year, and it's just great. But, you know, it is 1 in 7 people, you know, are food insecure. They don't know if there's going to be a meal tomorrow.
So there are people who are listening who, of course, want to donate food items. But if they want to be a blessing to someone else and help volunteer, is there a need for volunteers as well?
Oh, gosh, yes. We definitely need volunteers, because if we didn't have our volunteers, we'd have to hire a lot of people to do all the sorting and repackaging of the donated food. And all they have to do is, it's so easy, just go to the Harvesters website at harvesters.org, and we've got little buttons at the top of the page, and you just, you know, you can click on Give Time, and then you can see all the opportunities to volunteer. And then if you want to make donations, there's a tab for Give Food. So, you know, and people, they can drop off food, of course, at the Toy and Food Drive coming up. Or they can drop off in our blue barrels at the grocery stores, or they can even bring it to the warehouse. We've got bins right at our front door that people can put their donations in.
Looking forward to partnering with Harvesters once again for our Toy and Food Drive. Friday, November 30th and Saturday, December 1st, Walmart Supercenter on 40 Highway. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys so much.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we've got a millionaire in the building. Now, any other time I would have put some lip gloss on, but I think he's married, so I didn't run and do that.
I am.
So I'll just get the information from you, because I'm trying to be a millionaire. Versi Lark, Make It Rain, Increase Your Wealth and Financial Security, brand new book.
Yes, just out, published August.
Okay.
August 31st.
And inside of these pages of this book, Brian, are the keys to our happiness.
Okay.
For me, becoming a millionaire is my happiness.
I like that. That's how I did it. Yeah.
So understanding that you had a corporate background at first, and that made you decide to maybe move forward and go into your own business.
You bet. I've had a corporate background, worked a long time at many Fortune 500 companies that most people know, Compaq, Hewlett Packard, etc. As a tech guy, actually, mm-hmm. as an engineer by trade, and then moved in the financial services industry just about 8 years ago, working for DST Systems downtown in Kansas City, Missouri. And that really exposed me to a lot of the situations that are going on with a lot of people. Had about a hundred million accounts under my purview. And most of those accounts had about $5,000 to $10,000 in their account for retirement. And you know, and I know, it takes a lot more money than that to be able to retire on. And so that, coupled with just my family background, grew up in a very poor area, Dayton, Ohio, long, long time ago. Many of my family members are still struggling, just like you'd expect. And so I decided to write a book to try to help not just myself, but help a lot of people start to figure out how to make more wealth. And hopefully we create more millionaires in light of that. Yeah.
So take us through how we can do that. I mean, how can we go from being, you know, poor to rich? There's no other way to put it, Brian.
Yeah. Great question. It's not rocket science. So I call it tried and true practices that most people do that get rich, that you walk around and you never know. It first starts with the mindset change. You know, you got to realize that you're accountable for your future. You know, there is no more pensions. Can't wait for the government to come save you. Your city governors aren't going to save you. You know, your life is yours. Just like you want to eat every day, you want to eat when you get older. You got to take responsibility for your outcomes. And really, it starts there. And that's how I started. I was 20-some years old, and I told my mother, you know what, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to retire when I'm 40. You know, I didn't retire when I'm 40, but I'm a millionaire, multimillionaire, actually. And so I got there, just not in the time frame I want. So it starts there. Then it starts by just taking a little bit of change. You know, instead of spending your money as a consumer, invest your money as a owner. Mm. And so you and I talked earlier about, you know, people go to the bank and they get a credit line and they spend that credit line for cars, clothes, whatever it might be. You know, people that get wealthy take that credit line and buy something that's going to appreciate. They buy a property and they sell that property. They buy a property and they rent that property. They buy things that actually appreciate, not gold chains they don't appreciate. They buy something that appreciates. So it starts with your mindset, and then doing smart things like taking just a little. You know, if you take $15 a week, if you're in your 20s, and you invest that in a mutual fund or in something that appreciates 6 or 7%, you'll be a millionaire by the time you're 45 or 50. It's
what?
That simple.
Mm. $15
a week. $15 a week, $60 a month. And so people don't know that. And so I wrote this book in a very practical way to say, do these little things and you will make it rain.
Is it because of compound interest that you're talking about?
You bet. I don't want to get too technical, but yeah, it's compound interest. So you take that money and you continue to do that over your lifetime. and compound interest of about 7%, 8% a year, you'll become a millionaire. If you're in your 30s, you got to double it, right? You got to go 30 to 60 bucks if you're in your 40s or 50s. And so the longer you wait, the more you have to invest to actually get to that point. But even if you just, if you're 50 years old and you do that and you get $100,000 or $200,000 more before you retire, that's better than having nothing left when you retire. So Make It Rain is not about millionaires only. It's for anybody at any time in their life to be able to make a difference.
What do you feel like is the common denominator with, you know, with us common folk that we don't, you know?
I'm common too. Don't say that. What are you talking about? I come from the same place.
I mean, everybody ain't a millionaire now. But what do you feel is the common denominator that hinders us from saving money?
It's really just about lack of knowledge. In our community and in most poor communities, people simply don't know what to do with their money. When you make $20,000 a year, $25,000 a year, and you say, you know what? Christmas is coming. It's a great opportunity for me to go buy some gifts for the family, and I want to have my kids live better than I did. That's not the way to do it. Mm-hmm. The way to do it is to give them money. Give them money now, give them money later, so that they will have a better life.
Leave them an inheritance.
Leave an inheritance. An inheritance that matters, not based on your insurance and you dying.
Right.
Do it that way. And so we just don't have the knowledge. In the book, I talk about the events that go on in life that everyone deals with. You know, your car broke down. You know, you need to buy a house. You get married. You have a baby. All those things and things that you need to consider or you can consider to make more importantly, make investment decisions at that point to actually improve your life and your kids' life. So it really is. It's not hard to do. It's just we don't have this information. You don't get it in school. You don't get it in college. You got to figure it out on your own. And that's how I did. I figured it out on my own with a lot of help and a lot of knowledge from other folks. And I said, you know what? Rather than me talking to people individually, let me write this book and get this book in the hands of the people that need it most. The people that work hard.
That's okay. And, damn is okay.
And spend their time working hard. But when they get to be 40 or 50, they end up destitute or in a nursing home and can't pay for their care. That's really what it's all about.
Make It Rain, Increase Your Wealth and Financial Security by Versi Lark. Tell them how they can get this book in their hands.
You bet. So the book is available online only. So go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Go to my website, www.versilark.com, and you can get a copy of the book. It's sold for a price of $4.99 as an ebook, $14.99 as a softback, and $28.95 as hardback. Available for anybody that wants to get it. And if you're a nonprofit or an organization that wants to have an event or wants to get them in bulk, contact me on my website, www.versilark.com, and you get them at a deep discount.
That's VersiLark.com.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
8:24. Look for highs in the mid 40s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you are sunny at 26. The Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Diddy has broken his silence on the death of his former girlfriend and mother of four of his children, Kim Porter. Mm. He took to his social media account yesterday and posted a video of an Essence photo shoot that he had done with Kim when she was pregnant with their twin daughters. Mm. With the caption, "For the last 3 days, I've been trying to wake up out of this nightmare, but I haven't. I don't know what I'm going to do without you, baby. I miss you so much. Today, I'm going to pay tribute to you. I'm going to try and find the word to explain our unexplainable relationship. We were more than best friends. We were more than soulmates. We were some other. And I miss you so much. Super black love."
Mm, just awful news. Awful situation. Just, you know. And then, you know, people, I see people online talking about their relationship, talking about Cassie and all this other stuff. I'm like, that's they business, fam. That, right. Like, we ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, Cassie and him have been broken up for months anyway. That's a side issue. But even in his relationship with Cassie, you could see the connection between Kim and himself. So, you know, just sad. Even Diddy's other baby mother, Misa Hylton, had positive things to say about her and just how wonderful she was, and even mothering her son, Justin, that she has with Diddy. Sad news. So, yesterday, was it yesterday, Michelle Obama did her stop in Washington, D.C. with her book tour. And how about Barack Obama came up on the stage and surprised her?
Sensational.
That's like, you know, I be here at work, and then my man pop up, and he got flowers for me. You know, he got me looking like a whole queen out here.
So, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
You know what I'm saying? He came through, like, looking like a zaddy, and he got up there and said that, you know, basically it was like Jay-Z popping up at a Beyonce concert. I was like, yeah.
So how tall you said you was again?
You ain't played that in a long time.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
I haven't heard that in a long time. So Tiffany Haddish has teamed up with Lori's seasoning salt for a limited edition bottle of the famous seasoning.
Julie, you in here. I know you got something to say about that.
No words.
Yeah, I'm not trying to buy the Tiffany Haddish.
Why not?
I'm not beat for it.
Maybe Cat Williams is, though.
That's a new spin on salty, though.
Yeah.
That is a new spin on salty.
Ooh, that would be the tagline, a new spin on salty. Because he is very salty. He's very loud.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.